Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from San Jose is Andy Powell. Andy is Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer for Flex, which is a global technology manufacturing company. And we're going to be talking today about the integrated scorecard he created. Andy, first, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Adam. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm delighted as well. Now, let's start. What led to the creation of the integrated scorecard?
Yeah, well, great question. When I came into this role about 18 months ago, I realized that, you know, given our global footprint, we have about 160,000 employees across 100 plus sites in 30 countries, making everything from coffee machines to vacuum cleaners to medical devices to large-scale industrial equipment all over the globe. I realized that realistically, I couldn't and my team couldn't be policing everyone everywhere. At the same time, I really wanted to enhance our ethical compliance culture and really drive it into the business. And so we decided the best way to do that would be to normalize ethics compliance by making it really everyone's jobs and part of every manager's job. And a lot of people talk about that, but in order to do that, you have to empower those leaders, those managers, so that they can be accountable and responsible for their own ethics and compliance. And the way I kind of like to think about our company is that each factory in our network, and we have hundreds of factories because we have multiple factories at each site. So I like to think about each factory as having, as being like a ship on the ocean with a captain and a crew. And you give that captain is given a lot of latitude to run his ship the best way. But at the same time, you have to hold that captain accountable for what happens on the ship. So that's why we generated the scorecard, this idea that you can't really hold the leader, the manager accountable unless you can show him how he's doing and hold the mirror up. So assessing the leader's ethics compliance performance alongside their operational performance is critical. And we find that the integrated scorecard is a way to really put hard data and numbers behind that accountability. And we're using data that we've really already got at our fingertips, but we're using it to identify hotspots and trends and show leaders where they can improve in a proactive way.
So what data elements are you integrating?
So we pull data from existing platforms and systems across the company. So we didn't go off and buy or try and invent, you know, new platforms or sources of data. We just have a ton of data that we're already sitting on. And we pull that data from internal sources, external benchmarking sources, primarily our hotline reports, but also employee engagement surveys that HR does. Culture, you know, other surveys, our internal audit does risk survey, perception surveys, employee surveys, and we pull all that together and just put it all down in one place, you know, and do a sort of graphical representation for the users, and then we add our own insights as well and draw threads and sort of narratives out of the data. And then finally, almost most importantly, we work with the leaders to then map a course of action for remediating the, you know, the concerning trends and hotspots that we've identified.
Fascinating. Now, for many in compliance, finding data is difficult. What's the best way that you found to identify and capture the information you need to get a thorough understanding of how the program is doing?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to being able to work cross-functionally and really push through silos cross-functionally. Like I mentioned at Flex, we have a ton of data just given our size and reach and the number of different platforms and systems we have. And the challenge, as you say, really is pulling that all together in a way that we can then analyze effectively and pull the insights from. I really go back to our CEO, Revathi Advaithi's leadership on this, because when she joined the company, she has really driven and brought much more focus to using data to become a better company across many different areas, including this one. And like I said, the good news is that most of the data already exists. The challenge comes with getting access to a lot of that data. You know, typically certain functions want to hold on to their data and don't necessarily want to share it broadly. So you have to sort of punch through that and get that data shared. And there are some sensitivities that you have to sort of work through there with people like HR and internal audit and IT and so on. But it's worth doing, and I really encourage other compliance leaders to focus on that part. You know, that's a big challenge. And at the end of the day, you do it by persuading and convincing management that it's better to integrate with one another and provide transparency. And every day, almost, people say that, you know, this new transparent culture we have is working a lot better and is driving some real positive changes in the company. But you definitely need to get buy-in from the top. That's my other main recommendation, is doing this bottoms up wouldn't work. You have to kind of go top down and start with the CEO and the senior executive levels, get their buy-in. Otherwise, you just are going to have a hard time, I think, aggregating all the data from the different groups, which you really need to do in a program like this.
Well, it's great to hear that once you're able to get the data and people start embracing the value of this, but it's sort of a sad part of the long battle of compliance is that people have so long been so hesitant to share information for fear of what it's going to expose. I mean, that alone should be a red flag. Now, how have you used the scorecard yourself to improve the compliance program?
Yeah, I think, and that's a very interesting point you raised there. I mean, I think, you know, partly it's driven because a lot of the compliance professionals, you know, until now or historically have sort of come from the legal profession like myself. And I think we do have a natural sort of proclivity to being, you know, holding that data more closely and worried about legal ramifications and confidentiality and so on. But at the end of the day, you just have to look and see that the positive results that come from that transparency, and that it really does outweigh the risk. That's really the selling point, if you like, that, you know, the rewards really outweigh those risks. And once you get through that, then you can really make a lot of progress, I think. But to answer your question, it's been incredibly helpful to us, I think, in uncovering some trends and sort of systemic things that we, you know, in the collective sense, were kind of aware of, but not really. So until you just write it down on one page, and like I said earlier, hold it up to the site leader and say, look, you know, this is what we're seeing at your site over the last 12 months, it really drives the point home. And, you know, we've identified hotspots in some instances. And in some instances, we've taken the data to a whole new level and really drilled down to not just geographies, you know, regions, sites, but within sites, specific production lines and specific factories where we're seeing hotspots. And we've just been able to make changes which have helped, and which we're seeing improve things in terms of giving people, you know, healthier and happier lives. And a lot of this is cultural at the end of the day. You know, we're improving the company's culture and the environment that our people work in. And again, you know, Revathi, that's her guiding principle, is making sure that every single person at the company has a healthy and safe and hopefully happy environment that they work in. You know, one thing I really enjoy telling people, and I think is, you know, great, is that every time she visits one of our factories and tours the factory, she always asks to see their scorecard. And that has been huge. That's been a game changer, I would say, in helping to improve, you know, the way people approach these scorecards in terms of honest reporting, transparency, and ultimately, I think, has really ignited the improvements and the positive actions that we're seeing as a result. So that would be the other thing I would say. I would encourage is, you know, make sure your executives are engaged and asking to see these scorecards, because it has a huge impact.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, nothing that's going to get people's attention more than that being the first thing that the CEO asks to see. I mean, people model after the behavior of leadership, and that's for many, you know, the only chance they're going to have to see it. So it's absolutely terrific. And I have to applaud the fact that you're looking both at the large macro level of culture, but also on something as granular as looking at responses by line. Now, sort of on the large level, we've been talking up to this really about compliance measures and hard data, but you don't discount the importance of ethics. You also take an approach, I understand, which you push it out to the teams. Can you give us an overview of what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all goes hand in hand. I mean, you know, I really view this job not so much as a legal compliance role. I'm somewhat lucky in that we're not heavily, generally speaking, we're not a heavily regulated company. So a lot of the things we're doing, like I said, are really to improve the culture of the company and make it a better company. And so, you know, that really goes hand in hand with the way we're using data, the way we're leveraging in data. Our core value at Flex is to do the right thing always. And again, that's a somewhat new thing for our company, to be more values driven, which is fantastic. You know, Revathi, pretty much any time she speaks on any given topic, that's what you'll hear her emphasize right up front, that our guiding principle in all of our decisions is, you know, doing the right thing, including primarily for our employees. I think our scorecard program really helps us to look at how we're doing that in an honest, data-based way. It's very easy to convince yourself you're doing a good job, you know, without seeing the data and without looking in the mirror. And, you know, a lot of compliance professionals will say, look, you know, you're never going to significantly change human nature, and there's always going to be a level of misconduct at big companies. And, you know, you hear the phrase, there's a jail in every town a lot, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have less of those types of behaviors and misconduct and change things for the better? And that, at the end of the day, that's what we're really trying to do, is we're trying to, you know, improve things and make it better for everybody. So it's very rewarding that we're starting to see some results at Flex with that mentality and use of the scorecard. And, you know, I think it is a very practical example of how to take ethics to the next level using data and transparency and communications, and make everyone understand that, you know, it's there, it's part of their everyday jobs. And just in the same way financial results, you know, factor into business decision making, it needs to be in the DNA of the company and part of our fabric. And we expect all the leaders to take ownership of their ethical compliance and empower them to do that with the data and the tools and the systems like the scorecard program. So, you know, the reason, you know, I'm very passionate, excited about this, and I really hope, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people in the industry about it, and I'm happy to share it, because I think the more people that, you know, do similar programs, I think it's going to make a much better workplace for everyone in industry, not just Flex. So I love talking about it.
Well, as well you should. There's a lot there, and I think there's a lot to be learned from it. And people are very hungry to find examples of how they can use metrics within their organization, not just to see how they're doing, but also as a tool to inspire others within it to you know, try and do the right thing always. Well, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.